As we just heard, value-added analysis looks at students' performance on standardized tests from year to year, and then it links teachers to the gains their students make or don't make. North Carolina's Winston-Salem Forsyth County School District began using value-added analysis 3 years ago as a way to evaluate its teachers, and the school's district superintendent, Donald Martin, joins us now. Dr. Martin, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Robert.
And how big a part does value-added analysis play in your assessment of your teachers?
Well, it's certainly an important part for teachers. It's also an important part for schools. I will say that our State Board of Education, I think very wisely, passed a policy that says that information is exactly like the teacher evaluation instrument that we would have in a person's permanent record file.
And therefore, it's not public information.
It is not public information in North Carolina. It is treated as your evaluation document, and it is confidential information.
But how big a factor of a teacher's evaluation is it, that analysis?
Well, for us, if you have the system is very simple. It's red, yellow, and green. Those are pretty easy ways to look at it. If you're red, your students are performing two standard errors below your sort of comparable counterparts. If you're yellow, you're right in the average performance. If you're green, you're two standard errors above. And if a teacher has one red, their first year, then we literally just have it's like a growth conference with them. They have a personal, individual plan. We talk to them about what are they going to do differently next year. Then as a second year, if there are two reds in a row, a teacher has consecutive reds, then we have a trigger for what we call a plan of assistance. And that plan of assistance may involve going to training. It may involve sending in some central office folks to work with that person and really work on, a very formal plan that's now, could trigger dismissal at the end of the year if it is unsuccessful.
Let me ask you this question about value-added analysis. If I said here are 10 classrooms and five of them are teachers who have red ratings and five of them have greens, and I didn't tell you who was who when you went and looked at the classrooms. Do you think you would be able to figure out who the greens were and who the reds are? Or is this information at odds or irrelevant to standard ways of evaluating teachers' performance in the classroom?
In a single observation, I actually think you might be able to in a single observation. I am sure you could in multiple operations.
And principals,
multiple observations.
Principals typically are not surprised to learn who's the red and who's the green. Those are the teachers they assume would be in those categories.
They are not surprised. I think if you cross across the country, though, you will find that teacher evaluation systems are kind of a Lake Wobegon issue. Everybody's above average,
mm-hmm.
and I think you will find that there's always the wiggle room and the culture. And it's not just a school district culture; it's almost a national culture of teacher evaluations. And I look at that. If there's somebody to blame, it's central office. It's our group is to blame, and we have to talk about sort of an honesty in the evaluation process.
What do you make of the LA Times decision to make the information public?
Well,
if it's very useful, why shouldn't parents know this? Who's
well,
doing well?
It's the kind of, if we had 10 people for every job and you could just dismiss everyone and do that, because if you could teach, it's just like with any evaluation instrument. We have a duty, and in fact, we have to, by necessity, try to work with our teachers and improve their instruction. We've got to work with them to perform.
But just to summarize, as for what the LA Times did, if that were done in your system, you would not welcome that, is what I hear you
exactly.
Say.
Exactly. I would not welcome that because I think it, and I'm glad it's basically against our state board policy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's good.
Well, Superintendent Martin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Donald Martin, who is superintendent in the North Carolina Winston-Salem Forsyth County School District.